Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Because it is so important, it is really critical that you understand how money works, how you should be both spending it, but saving it and investing it. Investing, the saving and investing process is really the one that trips us up more than anything else. So give us a call. I'm Don. That's Tom. The number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And not only will we answer your question, try to help guide you into that great future you want, but we'll also send you a free copy of Financial Physics, the book.
Which is selling today used at Amazon for?
I don't know. Should I look it up?
No, I'm not. There's no, because this
is by the way, sorry, that was my mom who.
Everything okay?
And so I called her back during the break. Yeah. She had just had surgery this week, and she kind of was spacey and forgot my show was on. So.
Well, there's other family members we know of that don't even know family members have shows.
So have
consider
shows.
Consider yourself lucky in that regard.
Yeah, let's look it up. Financial Physics. 855-935-TALK again. That's our number.
Get a free copy of Financial Physics, which is all the things you need to know about money that's available on Amazon.
And in like, 12 words. I don't know how I got so succinct so quickly.
It's very large type.
Let's see. Used. Wow. The price varies dramatically. You can get a used copy. It looks like the cheapest one is, $5.78.
Can Prime to get it by 3 o'clock this afternoon and no delivery charge?
Only if you buy it at the full price, the $9.95 is free 2-day shipping.
All right. You're getting a good deal. We've got a lot of people that want your help, free and no shipping and handling either. Okay. That's true.
Except you have to be nice to us for a minute, maybe. No, you don't even have to be nice. 855-935-TALK. Stephanie, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Stephanie?
Hi.
Go ahead.
I have a couple of questions about retirement. I'm a teacher, and I'm currently enrolled in a defined contribution plan where I have about $90,000 saved, and I'm moving, so I get to choose between a defined benefit or defined contribution, and I was wondering what you thought about that.
Hello? It depends.
Wait a minute, you're moving, yeah, where are you moving? To another school? Well, are you going to be teaching in another school district?
Correct.
Okay, and they allow you to take your 403B and put
No, you'd have to leave the other one behind, I'm assuming.
She's got a defined contribution plan.
Oh, pardon me, yeah.
If she has a defined contribution, that's a 403B.
Yeah, you've been saving into that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you're going to a new district that has a pension-like plan. That's what I'm getting, correct?
I can choose.
Okay. Oh, between those two there.
I can choose a defined contribution / defined benefit where it's percentage based, or keep putting it all into defined contribution.
Or there's actually a third option that no one told you about. And that is you could roll it out of there into your own IRA.
If you're leaving the district, you could put that money into your own IRA. You could do that. She's asking about the new plan. What you do in the new plan.
The answer is not so simple, because a defined contribution plan is one in which you're going to have to make some choices of investments. You're going to have to build the right portfolio, and costs really matter. You want to avoid anything that has an annuity in the name, period, exclamation point. And the defined benefit plan is a relative certainty. You're going to get a certain income when you retire, but you leave the potential for making extra money on the table. So it's a trade-off, like almost everything else we do in life.
And how old are you, Stephanie? Because I think that's important here.
45.
40. You're right in the middle here. So if you're a little older, I'd say it'd be no brainer to do the contribution, right? Because you wouldn't have very many years to pile up a pension. But 45, you work 20 years, it could be a decent pension. I mean, some of this, by the way, is about who you are and what you want to do. Because as Don just pointed out, when you take the pension-like benefit, you don't really have to, you don't have to pick the funds, you don't have to manage the money. That's all done for you. Here's roughly what you're going to get in 20 years with inflation, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. Some people just say, no, I want to manage the money. I can take care of it. I can pick the portfolio, that kind of thing. So that's, as Don said, there's a trade-off there.
And it also depends on how good, whether or not you take that third option of the IRA depends on how good the investment choices are. And I've looked at some 403B plans that have deplorable investment choices, and I've looked at others where they had great options and the costs were ridiculously low. For example, I was looking at Florida's plan because my daughter's becoming a teacher. Some of the lowest costs I've ever seen.
And you could send the 403B options to 401411.com. We have a site there that we look at these plans. We'll be glad to look at that, try to give you some advice there as well.
Yeah, go to 401411.com. We can help you with the plan itself if you're interested in it.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
All right, let's get this break out of the way really quickly. If you're looking for an investment advisor, you need a fee-only, 100% fiduciary, low-cost, science-based advisor. And that describes Vestory. If you'd like to learn more about us, it's really easy. Go to Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or give us a call at 800-386-3004, 800-386-3004. There, that wasn't so bad.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Only because it's really important. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald. Over there's Tom Koch. And over there on the phone is Scott. Scott, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. I got a question that's kind of a quandary, and I know you guys know the money, so I will ask you and get your opinion.
I love quandary questions. All right, let's go.
I am the trustee of my father's estate, who recently passed, and it's a 50-50 split between me and my brother. The estate's worth roughly, by the time the house sells, $700,000. But I have two kids, and my brother has two kids, and we've been talking back and forth about, you know, Dad verbally, it's not his will, but verbally said he wanted to give them a chunk, and me and my brother are talking about, you know, 20 grand a piece or whatever as far as cash goes. Mm-hmm. But we both have the concern there are a couple that an influx of cash is probably not a good thing for them. Is there
How old
way,
are these kids?
Early 20s.
Yeah, it's a tough time to give anybody money.
Okay, go ahead.
They may find a reason to
spend
it.
That's important. Yeah, they're not two or three. So, okay, what's the question?
Wants to know how to do it.
Is there a way to give them that money through Roth IRAs or something where it's not just liquid cash that they can go buy a Corvette with?
The only way I know that you could do that would be write a trust of some kind, set it up so they couldn't get it for a period of time. There is no way. I mean, once the money goes into Roth, it's the same. You could sell the security it's in, and they could take the money out. There's no instrument or no product that you could put it in and not be able to remove it that I'm aware of. So, I mean,
you would need to write a trust. That's the only thing that works.
You'd have to write a trust of some kind. The money went in the trust, and it gets paid out over a period of time, or it goes into something that gives them access to it at age 30 or something like that.
As a matter of fact, the trust could actually choose to invest it in such a way and restrict it. I mean, it wouldn't be a Roth, but say, for example, the trust puts that money into a Vanguard tax-managed growth fund of some sort so it doesn't get hit with taxes. Or much in the way, then you could say that it can't get it for 20 years or
give
or
them
when
the
they
money
retire.
And get over it.
Or give them the money and get over
you
it.
You know what? I mean, at the end, it's just you do the best with your kids. You try
here's
to tell
what,
them. That's my take. I don't know.
Here's what I would do. I would actually sit down with them and say, I am going to, here's the deal. Just as a parent, you should do this. Your brother should do this. As a parent, here's what we're going to do. I am going to put this money in a Roth IRA as long as you agree, you promise me that you are going to absolutely leave that money alone until you're 59 and a half at least. If you do that, if you promise me that, then what you do is you sit down and you go, here's $20,000 today. Here's $20,000
at 6%. Well, you can't do $20,000 anyway because you couldn't put that much in annually.
Right.
By the way, there's another way to kind of that is a good idea because then you put in a certain amount
every year
instead of just giving a lump sum. Now, Scott, you're giving them $5,500
a year.
Yeah, and then you're doing that next year and over time. And then I think Don's right. You give them the lecture. Here's what we're doing. If you touch it,
I think it's a great learning experience.
You could tell them stop the contributions if you touch the money.
Because kind of what I was thinking was, you know, fund $7,500 in December and then $7,500 in January and say, okay, here's your $4,000.
Now that's it. You can only do $5,500 in a Roth. And money to blow is kind of nice, but I really think this is such a powerful possible learning experience. It's one of those teachable moments where you can sit down and say, here, and I love Tom's idea where you say it's $5,500 this year.
Yep.
If you leave it alone, it's another $5,500 next year. If you leave that alone, it's another $5,500 the year after that. And if you leave that alone, it's another $5,500 after that. And if you leave that money alone until you're 59 and a half, or let's say 65, you're going to have X hundred thousand dollars. Now, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, you could show them the number.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's powerful. Otherwise, as I said, and I tried not to be cynical in saying it, give them the money and get over it. Because I've seen people try every which way to sort of fix behavior, and it generally doesn't work because people are people, especially by the time they're in their early 20s. It just
never worked on me.
Yeah, and that's the hard part.
Indeed, it is. It's a great question.
Well, appreciate it, guys. Love your show.
Appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Think of your dad tomorrow on Father's Day. I'll be thinking of mine. So.
Oh, well, think of your dad when he gives you $5,500. You better think of him.
That's a good point. You're going to pay a closer attention to him on Father's Day. Hey, Dad, look at this. I really love you. You got it. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I'll think about my stepdad. I don't know if I want to think about my dad, but my stepdad. You know what I gave him for Father's Day? This is great. Because he's going to be laid up. He has a very serious illness.
He does.
Very healthy up until this illness. He loves watching C-SPAN and old movies. And so I said,
he's
Danny,
one of the
you're
three people still watching C-SPAN?
Watching C-SPAN.
Oh, good for
I
him.
Said that even you are eventually going to get sick of watching C-SPAN. I know it's hard to believe. So I gave him a subscription
to the house floor yields to
There's an app that you can get for Apple TV and for Roku and all of those things called FilmStruck.
Oh, that allow you to put
it
that on?
It is if you like old movies, I get nothing for plugging these guys. But holy mackerel, dude, they have all the Turner Classic stuff, all the Criterion stuff. They have the best old, you know, because you go to Amazon or Netflix and they have like two good old movies and tons of really bad ones. They have all the good ones on FilmStruck.
All I need is the five that I quote all the time. I don't need to see anything new. I already have all the quotes. Why would I need anything new?
I bet there's a new quote out there in an old movie somewhere, something you can use. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. Did you just choke yourself?
No, pretty much. Before we go to break, I do want to mention that on the 28th, I'm doing the class with Rick Gregory called Retirement Freedom. We've been doing this for, I don't know, doing classes with Rick for like 20 odd years.
4,000 years. Really?
It's back, a great
clear
class.
Back.
It's a great class.
Clear back to the Hittite Empire.
Yeah. By the way, you know when the ice rolled through the Metau Valley because I was just there 18,000 years ago. So around then. Anyway, you can go to our website, talkingrealmoney.com. You can register there. Yes, we charge for it because there's a little bit of cost.
It's
not like a zillion dollars or something. And we don't sell anything there. So.
It's an education.
So that is the 28th of June. That is a Thursday night, and it's in Kirkland. It's well worth it. You get the financial guy, the estate guy. It's all there in a couple hours. It's a terrific evening.
I have this annoying little baby fly that keeps landing on my microphone.
It's right in your left eye. I can see it right there.
And it's really bothering me.
Whip it with your tail. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
We're going to take a break while I kill it. And I'm sure I've upset someone in the Seattle area.
I'll tell you what,
Don's killing
in for the
a
calls
fly.
Now. Yeah, there you go.
The people for the ethical treatment of annoying insects. We'll be 855-935-TALK's the number. We'll be
Tom and Don are talking real money. Money.
We mentioned 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255 throughout the podcast. But you need to know that you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave your question, and those will be answered in special Talking Real Money podcasts that will appear on this particular site in the future. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And talking about real money, we're not too proud to bribe you. We are not too proud to bribe because the nice day in Seattle syndrome is in effect. And to counteract that, we got to give you stuff.
All right.
So we're giving you a book, Financial Physics, the book that defines how money is made.
How it's kept.
All the laws of financial physics.
What is there like? There's only like four ways to make money, right? You boiled
three.
Down.
There's not a fourth.
One is steal. Yeah. I remember that, right?
Right. What are the other two?
One's work, I'm assuming.
Yes, correct.
The other one is
third.
Earn on money you save.
No, luck.
That's the earning on money you save. Oh, there goes our whole career. God darn it.
Exactly. 8 5. Stupid fly.
But you're only going to pay 0.36% for that, the ability for us to tell you that. So you got that going for you.
And you see, those people are the ones who are working to make the money and are lucky they're in this industry.
Good point.
855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Dorothy is next. Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dorothy. Thank you for hanging on.
Okay. Well, this is another inheritance question. I'm about to retire in November, but my father passed and he left stock, which is with Schwab, and they had me become a beneficiary, and so I got it. So I was just wondering, Boeing and Apple, what you thought about that.
Well, we are not fans of owning individual stocks. As good,
I thought I had to get my crystal ball out.
Yeah, Boeing has had a terrific run. I haven't looked at it in the last few months. And Apple has been pretty
Apple
good for a while.
Apple is the biggest company in the world.
And this is an inherited IRA?
No, just
a regular.
Stock.
Okay, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
There you go.
Guess what? Here's the good news.
Yeah, great news.
Sell them both because you will pay no taxes on them.
Well, you'll pay capital gains on anything from the date of death.
Since the date he died, that's all. And then, you know, the stock, and Boeing's been down probably since then. It's not had a great run recently. I look every day now that I do the market reports.
I got it in May, and actually, I got it about 329. I think it's about 350.
Okay.
So. Oh, wow.
Our advice would still be to sell that and buy a diversified portfolio. You're making bets. You're speculating. For example, that Boeing will be better than the market.
Airbus.
Well, I mean, and the expected return is the marketplace it's a member of, which is the Dow Jones Industrial 30, by the way. So, and be careful as you're driving. So, I mean, my take would be to sell those securities and to buy a diversified portfolio.
Yeah, and let me just explain why we say sell, Dorothy. This is really important for everyone to understand. Individual stocks are not investments. They can't really be investments because you're betting on something you cannot know. Instead, they are highly speculative. An individual stock can go way up or way down. Where else can you win a lot of money or lose a lot? Gambling. It's very, very similar. Whereas buying every stock in the United States or every stock in the planet, on the planet, which we think is even better, you cannot lose it all. You could lose it all in Apple. I'm not saying you ever would, but you could.
When the sun quits shining, you will lose it all. It's over.
But then you won't care.
Okay, that's true. Money won't be so important. Sunshine will be more important at that point.
Well,
the point is, yes, things change. Individual companies change. We don't, and nobody, Don, the point Don was making about the crystal ball is nobody knows if Apple and Boeing will be great companies for the next 10 years or not. They may be, they may not be. So instead, get rid of that risk of owning individual securities, own the marketplace.
And you'll still own Apple and Boeing, by the way.
Yeah, we own them. So
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Dorothy, thanks for the call. 855-935-TALK is the number. 855-935-8255. It's free, it's easy, and it's all about your life and your money. And you get a little education on how money works by getting your free copy of Financial Physics when you call and ask a question at 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're looking for a nice short podcast to tide you over between episodes of Talking Real Money, check out Money 30. Money 30 podcasts are between 2 and 4 minutes long, and they're available at every major podcast service, including Apple Podcasts, or you can visit money30.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Great news, great news. The publishing business.
What are you going to talk about? Soccer?
No, this is the publishing business has been restarted by Don McDonald and his free nice weather book giveaway today. And I just called the press. They're getting it all wound up. They got the ink ready to go. They got some paper down there. They're going to crank it up. Whew. How about that? Huh?
It's free.
All right. Financial
today.
Physics.
But you have to call the show and ask a question. So let's just get moving along, shall we? 855-935-TALK.
I'm sorry,
the number. Marquis.
Like I thought you'd like that.
No, I did. It was great. Marquis, welcome to Talking Real Money.
How can we help you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys, and I appreciate your show. I'm 25 years old. I have started a Roth IRA, and I also started Acorns based on your guys' show and what you've advised. And I wanted to know how much money is too much to invest into Acorns. And if there's maybe a better location for money after a certain point of investing in Acorns.
Well, I mean, Acorns charges $12 a year. Acorns builds portfolios with extremely low-cost ETFs. They don't build them exactly the way they kind of overweight to real estate. I'd rather they have a little more weighting in small and value, but generally pretty doggone good. And I think Don knows about this. I think you can do Roths there now too, right?
You can do Roths there now.
So, there's nothing. You could have $1 million at Acorns. I don't think that's a problem. I think you could, if you went and did it somewhere else, you might be able to do a little better, but it wouldn't be a whole lot better.
I'll give you a rough number where I think that you stand a decent chance of really getting the personalized care that will get you a portfolio built better for you specifically, and that's somewhere between $100,000 and $250,000, up to there.
And I don't know that at 25, Marquis, that you really need that. I mean, you're saving, you're doing some in a qualified account. The Acorns account, I'm assuming, is like a post-tax kind of just savings place. I think you're off to a great start. I'd keep saving.
Awesome. And I'm with Primerica for my Roth, and I just need to remember where you're
going. Whoa.
Changing that.
Leave.
I know.
Let me tell you how much did you have at Primerica?
I don't know. I mean, it's
ballpark.
It's probably, I mean, I've only been doing it for a year, so the 5,500.
Oh, easy. Then this is way too easy. You're already at Acorns.
Yep.
Transfer it over to Acorns.
Open a Roth there and move the money over. It'd be far less expensive than what you're going to pay an insurance company for that.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And they'll help you do that. Will not be hard. It'd be easy to set the account up. They'll figure out how to move the money over.
You can do it online. You just give your account information and they'll bring it over.
You're doing a great job, Marquis. Keep it up.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Acorns.
That's another Father's Day thing. Fathers, get your kids going on Acorns.
That's a kid day present.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think like a father
here. Kids, give your father an Acorns. No, they probably are. But Acorns Later is really great. Acorns Later
that's the retirement. That's the qualified money. Roth, IRA,
and they have this other really cool thing that I participated in once because I was going to buy something.
Yeah.
I think it was
have the gift, the card thing or whatever. You use your card and you get a certain amount.
Found money.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I bought something. I think it was from Apple, and I bought something that I would have normally bought anyway, and they put 1.2% of the purchase into my Acorns account. What do you mean?
Why did you do it once. That? Okay.
Because I forget.
Okay.
Oh, look, and Casper, the friendly mattress, is there.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, right. Lyft. I use Lyft. I should do that too.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
So you get they give a little kickback into your account.
Yeah,
that's the wrong let's word see. For it, but a little donation.
Oh,
little...
you have to sign up as a driver for Lyft. No, I do not want to do that. No.
I could see you would be good.
You like to drive.
You like to talk to people. That is a great job for you.
No,
that
I don't
is a
like
very
it.
Good,
no,
no I'm going to sign you up for that. I love. I know. Yeah, I'm going to get you going. They're going to be
the
buying.
The loons will come out of the woodwork.
You'd be great at that.
855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255, because we like helping people with money, but we don't like driving people to their bus terminal or wherever you take them.
You're painting yourself in a corner over and over.
The Wall Street Journal. Look at that. If you subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, they give you $5.
Oh.
If you go to Walmart, how much do you get?
All that stuff, because there's probably a lot of things I'm doing that I'm just not getting the money going into the.
If you buy stuff at Walmart, you get 1%. 1%.
That's not bad.
Look at, this could be real money. Huh. Look at that. It's found money. I wonder why they call it that. 855-935-TALK is our number. 855-935-8255. Give us a call. We want to help you spend money better. Get money when you spend money, save it, and invest it the way you should be, not the way Wall Street wants you to.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you need help allocating your retirement plan at work, you can get free help at 401-411.com. That's 401-411.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we are just full up, just totally
speed
full up.
Speed dating here.
Speed talking. Okay. Now, let's get back to those phones. And David, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, David.
Hi there. I'm looking for suggestions on what to do with my get. I have about 300 units. They're talking about rolling it over into their new program. They're talking 38% more points or whatever. But if you stay and wait, there's a possible other adjustments and stuff like that. Right now with the get, it's easy to, quote, transfer it from one child to another, or you can even hand it down to, like, my nephews or something like that. If I roll it into their new program, obviously they're talking 38% more value, I'm assuming, that I would still have the same control over it,
yes.
What do you guys
None of that changes. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Same rules apply, I just want to hear Tom tell us what the name of that new program is.
Oh God, please! The Dream Along, Dream Along,
Dream Ahead,
Dream Ahead, a Dream Ahead, On. Yeah. I always get it wrong. Don, give him your suggestion for this, which is brilliant.
Here's my idea because the Dream Ahead plan
Thank
is
you.
Okay. It's okay. It's fine, but it doesn't have all the asset classes we'd like to see, and we're really big fans of the Utah plan. So here's what you could do. Take the big bonus. Take the 38% return on your money immediately, and then move it into the Dream Ahead, and then roll it over from the Dream Ahead into the Utah plan, where you can get one of these great target date products that has this globally diversified portfolio using DFA or Vanguard. And you get that big 38% kicker, and you get what we think is a slightly better program, and you can still give it to any other kids, give it to relatives,
and
other educational purposes.
You can learn about Utah at uesp.org. UESP.org, and you can use that at any school in the country.
And we don't get anything from them. We just like the plan.
If you want to cash it out later, what is it? So instead of like one of my sons didn't use 100 points, and the idea of like cashing it out either to give it to him for like a house or something along those lines.
Well, once you move that money into the Dream program,
Ahead.
Dream Ahead program, that the
he's got a metal block around this name.
I really do. The rules, of course, in a 529, the fact that what John just said, you could give it to a sibling, you could give it to another family member, but after that,
it out, but you're going to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. Pardon me. So
okay.
Okay.
Well, I like the idea of rolling it over then. Until
Get your money.
I take 38%. Wow. Yeah, it's just huge. Yeah. That's a huge, huge benefit.
It really
Talk about found money. David, thanks for the call. Gary, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are well. How can we help you?
I just want to thank you guys for your show and the journal and everything. I listen to you from South Carolina, and I just love it.
Thank you.
But the reason I'm calling is I have a suggestion for the gentleman who called in about his father's estate.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same situation several years ago, and what I did is I made my kids match, put in $100 into a Roth IRA, and then I matched dollar for dollar, and then actually in later years I started 3-to-1 so that the kids have a little bit of skin in the game. And I also made sure that it was a Roth, and the only place I would let them put it was Vanguard.
You're a better dad than I am. I think it's a great idea. I think that buy-in is good. No, I think that makes sense. Guess what? Some of it's your money.
They have
now.
They have a greater investment. Yeah, brilliant idea.
That's a great idea.
Exactly. Right? And they appreciate it more.
And this summer,
thank you guys for all your shows. I get your journal. I even got your latest book, the retirement book, and it's great.
Thank you so much. And summer, he could drive down to Florida and see you in your super cooled studio there. Hang out.
Yeah, there's no room.
I can see that.
It's pretty small.
You talk about your basic broom closet, and you got that.
It's pretty small, but what do I need? I'm here. I'm at a microphone. I have a computer, and I have my iPad.
I can see the bathroom behind you. Other than that, you're covered.
And my padded walls,
which is appropriate.
Which is appropriate. Yeah. All right, John, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Yeah, hello,
John.
Gentlemen.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. I enjoy your show, by the way. My question is, I just recently sold an investment property, which I'll be using that money here within the next year or so, and I would like to know where would be the best place to park that money and get a good return on it.
Okay. I didn't hear. I'm sorry, I stepped away.
The question is, he sold an investment property,
And
he wants to know the best place to put the money.
And how soon do you need the money again? Or need the money, pardon me.
John?
Gary?
Do we lose him? No, it's John.
Oh, we lost him.
We already did, Gary.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. The questions like that require a series of questions on our part.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as the perfect investment for everybody, everywhere, all the time. What you have to do is a few things. One, you have to figure out what the purpose of the money is going to be, and that's what Tom was getting at. When are you going to need it? What are you going to be doing with it? And how much risk, then, can you stand taking to get to that future goal? And then on top of that, how much risk would you need to take to get to that future goal? Then you can start making some intelligent choices as to where you go. Now, the where really should be generally someplace that's inexpensive, that fits your risk tolerance, that is not ridiculously complicated or confusing, that is not the latest hot product, but takes into account your situation, your needs, your wants, your desires, your fears. Did I get that right, Tom?
You absolutely have it right. And I think something you mentioned earlier for short-term money, that you can get a money market now for 2%, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, as a parking place.
Right. That's what I was trying to get.
And that may be,
most of the times, that's what these situations are. Hey, I'm going to do X with this in this period of time.
Right. And a great place to go check out parking rates is at bankrate.com. I go there all the time to see what the latest rates are like, and they tend to show you the best rate in the country for that given day. And right now 2.05% is the best one I can find on a money market account.
That's come up dramatically in the last 6 months. I mean, like, dramatically.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that short-term rates have risen, the rates that the Fed charges, but I've been watching, I watch rates now a lot, and the longer-term rates have been coming down.
I know, it's a little strange right now.
Short-term rates are really, like, day-to-day rates are going up, but 5-year treasuries, 10-year treasuries, have been coming, the rates on those have been coming down. So all those people who said, well, treasuries, you know, if rates go up, the price of them is going to collapse. Mm-hmm. It's been exactly the opposite. Prices of longer term, intermediate term treasuries have actually been rising as rates are falling. Remember, there's an inverse relationship between interest rates and the value of bonds. It's important to know that. Now, our number is 855-935-TALK. We are leaving our show on Como. We're going downstairs to KVI to do an hour on 570 KVI. So if you want to call us and get the book, you can still call us, but wait until the top of the hour. The phone does not switch over until the top of the hour. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Keeping the podcast breaks as painless as possible is my goal. That's why I want to very quickly tell you about the only magazine I've ever heard of that is 100% real investing all the time. There's no business news, no speculative advice, and certainly no lifestyle stuff. It's called Real Investing Journal. I publish it every quarter, and you can get 2 full years for only $25 at realinvestingjournal.com. That's realinvestingjournal.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And coming up in a little over a week, almost 2 weeks, Tom and attorney Rick Gregory are getting together to teach a class called Retirement Freedom, where they'll teach you more about the right way to invest for your retirement, how you generate an income from your portfolio, and some of the legal things you need to think about when it comes to inheritance and Medicare and the like, Medicaid. So go get your tickets right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.